I can't push buttons tonight. Mature audiences only. It is not intended for children, the oversensitive, or self-righteous gas bags with sticks up their butts.
Ow.
This project is extremely dangerous.
It's because I blew it out of the goddamn airlock.
You're listening to the Guardians of the Geekery podcast, featuring Matt Starnslord,
hello,
Carol the Cat,
hello,
the Giddy Geeker,
what,
and Tiffany the Technician.
Hola.
Previously, the time is a strict progression of cause to effect, but action from a non-linear, non-subjective viewpoint, it's more of a ball, wibbly-wobbly, time-wise.
Stop.
And now, damn right they shot first.
Oh my.
The hosts of Guardians of the Geekery.
Dun, dun, dun. Episode 65! Ah!
Hey, we can now show our cards at Denny's and get a special.
We're
65! I don't know if that works. Okay.
We'll see.
Sorry, Reese. Reese, is that you?
Okay, I got an off New Zealand accent.
I guess you do. So tell us, Reese.
Reese?
Tell us about X-Files.
Oh, yes. Okay, so, Oh, wait. Oh, you gotta introduce our guests.
We have two guests on the show. They've been sitting there very quietly
all night.
It could be because we showed them Field tied up in the basement.
Right. Our running joke.
Yeah, our running joke. It's a joke, really. No, really.
We don't have a basement.
We don't have them tied up.
So we have Nilla Cannon and Morgan Feldman, and they are from the Queen City Harry Potter Alliance. If you want to know more about it, listen to episode 64 already. Okay.
Yeah.
Yay! So welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Hi, yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, just staying overnight.
Thanks.
We always make our guests, you know, comfortable as we can in the little dungeon.
I like your feel. All
right, so X-Files.
X-Files. I haven't seen the latest episode, which aired last night, but I did watch last week's episode.
I was so let down by... I won't spoil last night's, but it was just so serious.
Oh,
that I was just like, no! But anyway. Yeah.
So last week's episode, which was Mulder and Scully meet the were-creature.
Oh, my God.
And the were-creature is played by Rhys Darby.
And that's,
I love
really
me some
good.
Rhys Darby.
Yeah.
Is he the guy from Flight of the Conchords?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rhys Darby's from Flight of the Conchords, played as the manager Murray.
Oh, he's my favorite.
He was also in What We Do in the Shadows. He was
on HBO now.
That's right. He played Anton.
Oh my gosh.
The leader of the werewolves. Werewolves, not swearwolves.
Yeah.
You love that.
Which, incidentally, they're doing a sequel to What We Do in the Shadows, and it's called Werewolves. As soon as I can't pronounce the name, Taiki Waititi is done directing Thor Ragnarok, he's going to direct that. So. But yes, so Mulder and Scully versus the were-creature. Oh my god, I love that. That was one of the best X-Files episodes ever. I love it when they do creature features on X-Files, and this was one of the best.
And it was like the perfect examination of a human male
ever.
Like, it totally, like, I sat there watching, yeah, that's all true. Oh, crap. That can be, and it was really like, they could show that in a sociology class, and I would have been like, yeah, that's just about right.
Pretty horrible. One of my favorite things was Mulder with his damn phone, his stupid little camera phone. And he can't function. So, but yeah, that was really great. I don't consider this a reboot because they didn't recast any of the people. This is just kind of season 10, which is what they're calling it. So I don't consider it a reboot. I'm enjoying season 10. It's not spectacular.
But that episode, I think, is worth them coming back.
That was
completely
worth it.
And the next episode looks pretty good.
Yeah.
It's going to be like the younger FBI agents.
So,
who kind of look like him.
Like Mulder and Scully. Yeah. So I'm hoping that, I'm hoping they get a season 11 because they are actually talking in negotiations to do another 6 episode stretch. So yeah.
Interesting. Yay. Yeah, I'm waiting for the lone gunman to make their little cameo appearance.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how they're going to bring him back. But they brought back cigarette-smoking guy, and he was blown to smithereens, so...
Well, I hope they bring him back, because it could just be a flashback.
I hope they actually bring him back. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
If they can piece back together cigarette-smoking man, they can figure out a way... Well, technically, in the comic books, the lone gunman didn't die, so... Depends on what they consider canon.
I don't know.
Okay, so they have sex files.
Okay.
New Zealand, it rocks.
That's right.
Take your mom.
You read a book too.
I did read a book.
I know to read.
You read a book in your lifetime. Congratulations. Here is your award.
them words came together for me. Yes, I read a book. Normally, I don't review books by authors I know. And I know the author of this book, James Maxey. It's called Nobody Gets the Girl. This is actually really fun. It's a nice little superhero story. Goes really quickly. It's a two-parter. I'm got the villain one in my Kindle. I haven't read it yet, but it's about a guy and the perils of time travel because a mad scientist goes back in time and actually erases his existence. So he becomes nobody.
Mm.
And he works as a spy because he's nobody and nobody can see him except the mad scientist and the mad scientist's daughters. But it's a really good book, really nice read. James Maxey is going to be at Con Carolinas.
I'm
the programming director weekend after Labor Day. So yeah, pick that up on Amazon Kindle. It's a nice read.
Nice. Woo-hoo.
And Joey, Giddy Geeker, you're obsessed with these games. I think I've seen you maybe 10 minutes all weekend.
I curse you, Sonya.
That's right.
I curse you.
So tell us about your infatuation.
Oh yeah, so my best friend came up so we could do some bridal bonding a couple weekends ago, and we all had a lot of fun making comic book flowers. And other things, but she told me about hidden object games, which have been around for a while, but I finally played one, and it was called Mystery Case Files: Fate's Carnival. And it is like a mystery, but you have to go to different rooms and you have to find different parts, and there's little mini puzzles that you have to figure out, and oh my gosh, this is like the worst thing I've ever found out, because in like a week I have purchased 6 of these things, and I've obsessively played it every night. When the Super Bowl was so bad, I went ahead and
what you were doing?
I went back and played another one. I played it over again. I was like, it was better. Yeah. It was better to play it over. Well, because when I was playing it, they seemed to do better, so I figured maybe I shouldn't be watching. So, So, rest in peace, Super Bowl 50. It is dead and gone.
Congratulations, Carol. I know you're for the Broncos.
Sorry. Yeah. Grew up in Colorado.
Things you should not do. Invite a Denver Broncos fan to
She was a good sport.
I wasn't gratuitous.
Get that ball!
I don't know what you're referring to.
That's right.
So, true confession times here Guardians of the Geekery. Starnes Lord actually talks to the TV all the time. And we'll do stuff
answers.
Sure, everybody talks to the TV during football games.
Like, you know how you might watch a movie and get into it? He will see a trailer and go, oh no!
I can invest it quickly.
And he's like, get the ball! Not like a normal sports fan, but like...
There was a ball there! He could have gotten it!
He had angst in his heart!
I yearned for the... They didn't get the ball.
Yeah, they did. That's team did.
Yeah,
sorry.
Your team. Dang it.
My team did.
Leave immediately.
Oh my goodness. Super Bowl 50 where they dispense with the Roman numerals.
But they're bringing them back next year. What?
What did they just think that everyone think it was large Super Bowl?
It was the easiest one ever. Because next year it's going to be like, what?
Super Bowl LI. I mean,
that's going to be, people will be like, what?
I don't know, but.
It'll have a huge Asian following, though, because it'll be, the Wii's will be like, we finally have our own bowl! This is awesome!
Oh, wait, so he can say that, but I make a joke about Idris Elba, and I'm, like, banned for life?
Yes.
Okay.
You are.
Well, you're banned for life by being on the podcast. Yes.
And you're still on it, so you're fine.
Hail Caesar!
So what did we think about, wait a minute.
Of what?
We were talking Super Bowl, so what did we think of the commercials?
Horrible.
I thought they were pretty lame.
I thought the only one that was anywhere where I appreciated it was the PSA by Helen Mirren about don't drink beer as she's drinking beer. So, you know, there you go.
No, she was
don't drink
driving.
And driving.
She wasn't
driving.
I know. I like how they had the great big hamburger
right in front of
her
boobs.
Cleavage.
Yeah.
She's
but
I totally
damn fine woman.
I would go gay for Helen Mirren.
Yep.
Really?
I would.
Okay. No question.
And
I'd
we
give
won't
her a discount
mention
coffee.
Puppy Monkey Baby.
Yeah. But
you
give her a discount
coffee.
Well,
you guys
coffee.
All love that.
Because she's over 65. She gets the this.
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to make it a euphemism.
but you're not. No.
Okay. Are you kidding me? All right. Well, what else can we talk about on the podcast to get me out of trouble? All right. So goodbye, Super Bowl 50.
Yeah. Goodbye, Super Bowl. Yay, Broncos.
We look forward to L.I. and a victorious game. All right. Hail Caesar. We had a podcast. It was a special episode, right? So we saw sneak previews for Hail Caesar, Eddie the Eagle, and Deadpool.
Yes.
And go listen to it. It's only 11 minutes, people.
Yeah, so just listen to that podcast. We won't talk about it here. Other than all three were good movies.
Look good.
So Deadpool was hysterically rude. Deadpool was hilarious. Yes.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing Deadpool a second time so I can hear all the stuff I laughed over the
first
time.
And they are already writing a sequel.
Of course.
They should. They should.
And stay to the end. There is an Easter egg.
And don't take the kids.
Do not take the kids. I don't care if your kid is 13. Don't take the kids.
It says Marvel, but don't take the kids.
No. I don't care if you think the comic books are funny and your kid is an adult and they've been to many conventions. Don't take the kids.
Okay, well, your kid's an adult, like
no. But the first scene of the movie is a gratuitous crotch shot of Deadpool with the guy's face right
above. He's teabagging him.
Yeah, he's totally teabagging.
Do you see Ryan Reynolds' balls?
No. Oh. What you see is butt.
Maybe you should say, "Don't take your parents."
Yeah.
Sneak in, don't take your parents.
For
the adult kids.
You must be between 18 and 64. Unless you're Helen Mirren, then you can come.
Then you can go. No, you don't see Ryan Reynolds' balls, but you do see his butt.
Yes. Mm, okay. Yeah. You see lots of his butt.
I like balls. Anyway, moving on.
Sorry, no balls for you.
Speaking of which, there is an Instagram photo going around of Blake Lively, who is married to Ryan Reynolds. Yeah.
She's got balls?
No.
His. Yeah.
Is he teabagging? Like, where is this coming from?
If you've seen any of the promo displays for Deadpool, you can go sit on Deadpool's lap. So it's Ryan Reynolds sitting on Deadpool's lap with Blake Lively sitting on his lap. And he's cupping her boob. So it's two pools in a cup. Two pools, one cup.
Yay. Yeah.
Now your life is richer because of
it. It is. It's so much richer.
All right. Speaking of richer, DC is starting another franchise, Legends of Tomorrow, that started.
Yeah, episode 3, I think. I think that's right there. I watched up too. So I'm just waiting for them to get out of 19. They're time traveling this. So they're in 1975 and they're about to go way into the future. But
is there disco?
There is disco clothing and hairstyles, which are pretty scary. So, but I'm ready for them to move on to another
disco.
Timeline.
What?
You big disco fan?
You missed it. We were watching Good Time right before you got here. And Farrah Fawcett. Holly 483 is dead.
No.
That was me doing the Farrah Fawcett hair shake. Well, my hair's in a ponytail. Not the same.
With glasses on my head.
Well, it's because I can't read. Well,
tell me about Green Inferno.
Oh, God. Okay.
Is this like Green Lantern, but better?
No.
Oh.
Jesus.
It's worse?
It's worse than Green Lantern.
Oh, no. Holy Ryan Reynolds.
No, I should have known when it said Eli Roth that I didn't want to sit through this film.
Eli Roth.
But you did.
I did.
He was kind of sexy in Glorious Bastards.
He's a shitty filmmaker. He's a really bad filmmaker. And this is really stupid. And, you know, a group of college kids go to the Amazon rainforest because they're going to save the rainforest by chaining themselves to trees. And, of course, they get caught by a cannibalistic tribe in South America.
I did hear about this. I wasn't familiar with the title, but I heard it was a mess.
It was
so
a mess.
Yeah.
Yes. And I'm not just talking the blood splatters. I'm talking the plot, the acting.
Oh.
It's just bad.
That's always disappointing.
Hostel 3. We save the rainforest.
Oh, yeah. Hostel 3, we save them, basically, yeah. You know, and they get caught by cannibals, and I bet they're sitting there in that little cage going, why did we come here to save these damn people? Now they're eating us. And, of course,
saving them in a whole new way. Yeah.
What I really liked, though, is the fact that they kill the pudgy guy first, and this guy is probably a good 275, 300 pounds, and they cook him in a wood-burning stove. And it takes maybe 30 minutes. I want to know what kind of wood-burning stove that is. Like, that boy cooked fast.
Yeah, the heat way up.
Yeah, I mean, normally that would take a couple of days, but no, they just moved in right quick.
Yeah, they might get what is it? E. coli or something. I'm not cooking
but they do, they do all the spices like Hannibal does.
Oh, they salted him down real good. So they salted him.
Was he alive when they were doing it?
Sounds like country ham.
Well, when they started.
Oh.
Country ham.
When they started, he was alive.
It's just strange.
I can see like an hour.
Ow!
Like it's your rotisserie.
Ow!
Ow! That's what I would be doing. Because my belly would, you know, sticks out long. So I'd be like, ow! So you'd have like this, like you'd eat the belly because that'd be the, like the well done part.
Yes.
And then so it'd be like, do you want dark meat or do you want like the back that's gonna be like nice and you know untouched? That'd be like the rare cut, and then this would be like the well.
The well. What would it be that's like horrible. When we turn you on the spin again? And of course, what
I can picture myself on that. That's the horrible thing of this.
Like Spitfire Wookiee.
See, the Ewoks in Return of the Jedi always scared the hell out of me because they were cannibals, they humans, and I was like, I was
well, they weren't cannibals, they were Ewoks.
Well, yeah, well, they're humans. Yeah, they were humans. But that scared me. I was like, that would happen.
Yeah, maybe that's why Wicket wanted to bring him in there, nice. So they wouldn't eat him.
Yeah. Spoiler alert from 1983.
So, yeah.
The 30-year-old murder.
Okay, the first thing, they try to eat them first.
Avoid Green Inferno. It's bad.
Okay. What was Boom?
That was book.
Book.
Nobody gets the girl.
I got that. At the first, I thought it was two movies. I messaged everybody, hey, do you guys have anything to talk about? And Carol put Green Inferno. And then she put Boom.
Nobody gets the girl.
Nobody gets a girl. But I was like, oh, it's book. Obviously, it's book. But at first, yeah, I was the same way. I was like, oh, it's another movie called Boom. Boom, nobody gets the girl. Then I was like, nah, it's probably a book.
So I was kind of interested in Boom. I was kind of looking forward to it.
Probably better than
I thought maybe it was like a sequel to Electric Boogaloo.
Boom. Out of my heartbeat.
I watched a documentary called Electric Boogaloo, The Life and Times of Canon Films, which is actually really, really good.
Oh,
if you grew up, if you grew up in the 80s, Canon Films was like, they were just action adventure Chuck Norris, Sylvester Stallone.
So you guys born
I know. You all youngins here.
93. Oh my god.
I'm not even going to tell you how long I was able to drink before that.
I graduated high school in 88. Do the math.
Oh my, year before you. 2 years before you. God.
Mm. Yes. You're the oldest one here.
I'm the oldest one at the table, as normal. So, yeah. Electric Boogaloo, Life and Times of Canon Films is actually better than Green Inferno.
Wow. How about Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies? Because that's a natural pairing.
This one didn't gel. I didn't.
That's what I kind of read.
I think the problem with it, and I liked the book. I actually really liked the book. I'm a huge Austen fan. And I actually liked Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, and I liked Sense and Sensibility and Sea Monsters.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. There's a Sense and Sensibility.
There's a whole
monsters.
Series, isn't there? Yeah. I've seen one.
Yeah, they did Jane Slayer, which was also really good. You know, Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter. I think the problem with this movie is it's PG-13, and there's not enough zombies for it to be a decent zombie flick, and they're not good enough actors to be a decent Pride and Prejudice flick. So it's like this really kind of low-quality Pride and Prejudice.
Like a straight to video type feel.
And like with zombies thrown in it. And it just didn't quite gel with me. The best part about it is Matt Smith, who plays Parson Collins, and probably the best Parson Collins I've seen, because usually he's portrayed as this odious asshole, and Matt Smith gave
the one in the movie with Keira Knightley, Mr. Collins, I thought he was pretty good. There was humor there.
Yeah, there's a bit more humor with Matt Smith.
Okay.
And he doesn't portray him as a uptight asshole. So
good to know.
But he's the best thing in the movie.
How was the Mr. Darcy? Like, that's always to me like the.
Oh, okay.
He looked like a Justin Bieber like version of Mr. Darcy.
He's not exceptionally good looking.
But neither was Matthew McFadden in the movie. He pulled that shit off.
True, but I think the problem with this actor, and I can't remember his name, his voice sounds like, and I'm speaking as a Tom Waits fan, it sounds like somebody ripped his larynx out, rubbed it on sandpaper, and stuffed it back in.
Oh.
Is he a zombie though?
No.
Oh. That's like maybe
that would be perfect, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but he talks. He talks like he smokes a pack of cigarettes a day. So okay. It's kind of hard listening to him. And I say that as a Tom Waits fan.
Okay. Yeah, that can be a bit uncomfortable.
So, wait for a video. It's not terrible. The person I went with fell asleep.
Okay. Well, it's not terrible.
It wasn't that bad for me.
You guys didn't get up and leave. That means it's not terrible.
That's true. But I sat through The Boy Next Door with Jennifer Lopez.
Oh my God.
But we were making fun of that because we were the only people in the theater, so we were having a grand time with that.
So you give it 3 Z's or?
Two and a half Z's.
Ooh.
2.5 out of 5.
Oh, speaking about Z's and Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
If you go to the Charlotte Geeks page. Zoolander 2 passes.
For tonight.
You missed that.
The podcast will not be.
We want to know tonight. That we sacrificed to be here for the Quidditch team that's actually not a Quidditch team. They're the Harry Potter Alliance.
Make them feel bad.
We missed Zoolander 2. So.
Who's the other person? Josie?
Josie,
she's
there.
And she
really? What? Oh my God.
What?
Meet me on the bounty. What the heck?
I just have this to say. I was glad to see Owen Wilson back because I really like Owen Wilson. I've liked the movies that he's done. Loved him in The Royal Tenenbaums and other things. And I was sad when he was going through kind of his mental breakdown. And I'm glad to see him coming back. And that Ben Stiller stuck by him as a friend, not just...
Yeah,
he's in a couple of episodes of Drunk History, which is a show that I'm addicted to. Much like booze. No, He's in a couple episodes of Drunk History with his brother.
I like Luke Wilson too. I like the Wilson brothers.
Yeah. I can say I love Owen Wilson. This is older, but in Shanghai Noon.
Yes.
He was good in that though. Yeah. Not a great movie, but
no. Yeah. Well, it's funny though. Yeah. Like, it always makes you laugh. He was
funny. I also liked
Marley and Me. Oh yeah.
No, I won't watch that.
That makes me cry every day.
No, I won't watch it because it's about a dog.
I love dogs. I'm like, no.
Yeah, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Why can't they live forever? Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. Kills me every time. No.
You need to watch John Wick.
No. She cannot watch that.
Just fast forward past the first 10 minutes.
No. Can't do it.
That's a good movie except for that, yeah.
It's like...
And it makes no sense why.
I can't even see an animal look sad.
No, no. Hell that. Hell no. It's like, no. You get them, John Wick. You kill them.
Oh, God.
I liked Luke Wilson in Home Fries with Drew Barrymore and Jake Busey.
Totally different movie than John Wick.
Yeah.
Incidentally, they're making John Wick 2, and I keep thinking, why did they let him adopt another dog?
I hope that's not it. I can't go through that again.
They kill him and the dog goes on a rampage.
Can't do.
That'd be a good movie.
No.
Okay.
All right. So I want to talk about something that I've become obsessed with. Walk Off the Earth.
Walk
Off the Earth.
Sure.
So if you have never heard of this group, they're a really cool group out of Canada. One of the things I like about them is that they do a lot of cool stuff with musical instruments and choreography and all sorts of other stuff. And their videos are fascinating. And if you haven't heard of Walk Off the Earth, they kind of built themselves up through YouTube because nobody would sign them as a band. And they learned how to tape and record and do all this stuff, and they really do some phenomenal things. And they got a bunch of record deals, and they're like, no thanks. But they were in the Canadian Juno Awards, did very, very well. They have done a cover of Hello by Adele using the pool noodles to make wind sounds.
Yeah.
And they've tapped on surfboards. There's a guy that they use zipper pulls to make sounds. So it's a combination of like stomp and a acapella. Yeah, so most of their songs, you know, but they all play musical instruments, and like there's a couple videos where they're passing the instruments to each other and playing. And it's like that just takes a lot of focus to be able to continue to sing as somebody's handing you a ukulele and then you're tossing that and grabbing another instrument and playing it and all and just keeping focus. So if you're looking for a new musical group, I would suggest Walk Off the Earth. Speaking of musical groups.
Yes, thank you. Con Carolinas has signed their musical guest of honor.
Ooh.
It is a group called This Way to the Egress. This is a steampunk band. They are excellent. I saw them at Dragon Con. They opened for Voltaire, and they were totally amazing. This is a 6-piece band. We're bringing all 6 of them down. It's going to be loud and boisterous, and it's wonderful. Look them up on YouTube. This Way to the Egress. That's E-G-R-E-S-S. But they are great, and they'll be at Con Carolinas the weekend after Memorial Day.
Yay! That is awesome. And if you go to the Charlotte Geeks website and get your geek card, which will be up this weekend, you can get the special discount code for Con Carolinas.
That's right.
That's right.
Be there. It's going to be so much fun.
Yes, we'll be there. I'll be on a panel. We'll be podcasting there. So you can come watch us podcast live and see what all the air quotes that Carol makes to the microphone that nobody can see.
I think we should do it at the Embassy Suites at breakfast time and have bacon live on the podcast. They're the best bacon.
We should actually do that. Like have a breakfast podcast and just
invite the background people clinking and clinking.
Just, grab people. Yeah. No, you're in the podcast now. Speak.
Speak.
Spots for us already.
That's right, man.
Nothing but love.
Yeah, we should
for the ES.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should.
We should totally do it. Oh well, and I was gonna reach out to Bill, but we'll talk about that off air.
Clinton.
Bill.
Yeah, Bill.
Yeah, star. Yeah.
Bill.
Wow.
So.
Oh, Bill Mulligan, too. We should just make up all of our podcasts. You have to be named Bill.
Bill. Just change your name. Change your name to Bill. Renee Bourgeois. Change your name to Bill.
Bill, will you marry me, Bill?
Hey, silly Billy. Anyway.
Yes.
Going ahead. Okay.
That's my dad's name.
No, I'm not marrying your dad.
So he's already married. Yeah. So Flash and Arrow, did they cross over?
No.
Have a love child?
Arrow's really weird. It'd be super good, and then it gets in these kind of funky things where it's just them fighting people and punching, and there's not much story to it. And they're in one of those kind of moments where even I get tired of it. I've been a comic book fan forever, so for me, they're kind of in that, let's punch and stuff like that.
Just
so
punch people.
They're just punching, which is okay. I mean, I expect that with Arrow, but they need a little bit more depth, I think. But I'm sure they'll come back. Flash, on the other hand, tonight, they're going to Earth 2, which is like an alternate universe, and they're showing another Barry Allen, and then they're showing Killer Frost, which is a villain, so I'll be looking forward to that.
It's not like Smog.
It's not like Smog.
It's like a female Iceman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of really cool.
She's cold.
Smog is hot. She's cold. Smog. It's different.
Smog. Yeah.
Not a dragon.
But this is something really weird right before we came on. Apparently Jughead number 4, which I thought it was up to like 4 million, not 4, but Archie Comics, he came out as asexual.
He just doesn't do sex things.
So, which I thought was like all comic book characters from Archie, really? Because it seemed like he flirted forever and not doing anything. And I thought he just loved hamburgers. I thought they were going to say like he was
like a
cowitarian or something.
Is that cowitarian?
Is that something? Beefitarian?
Bovitarian.
Bovitarian, thank you.
So,
don't get too technical with the crowd at home. But yeah. So anyway, that's the big
headline.
Again,
you can write to the management at guardiansofthegeekery.com. That email goes nowhere.
Send it to Carol. She reads a book.
That's right. I read a book.
That's right.
Martin Freeman, we love you.
That's what you're about to say, Carol, before I stepped on you.
I was speaking of Frosty and things. Gotham's coming back this week. Gotham's coming back this month, and their main villain will be Mr. Frost.
I've been liking, during the X-Files, I don't know if they do it during other shows too, the little animated comic book type of things. You know what I'm talking about for Gotham?
Oh yeah, uh-huh.
It's like a moving picture kind of comic book. It's not a cartoon. Yeah, it's not a cartoon.
Of course you got these
it's
fancy
not a cartoon.
Words. It almost looks these moving.
I
pictures.
Thought it was actually a new Arkham game because it looked like the game.
Yeah.
The Xbox games, but it's not. It was
my friends in Charlotte, Tennessee, they only have one T-Mobile station. They just gather around, hold hands against it. But they have a moving picture show. They have one guy with a picture just runs back and forth really fast.
As soon as I was saying that, I was like, picture, like you do like the ends of a phone book, and you put like little characters, and they change one position, then also you had a little animated thing, and...
I love that we're doing all these visual things on the audio podcast.
And nobody
it's much
can
funnier.
I'll just do that for the video.
Don't do that.
Oh, God. You totally knocked what I was going to say out of my head.
Oh, good.
That's probably a good thing.
Mr. Freeze, Mr. Robin.
Gotham.
I was reading Gotham's coming back.
Mini episodes.
No.
Is Mr. Frost like a bad Frosty the Snowman?
Yes.
It's Mr. Freeze.
It's Mr.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And he's actually a doctor.
Mr. Frost is his lesser cousin that runs a Dairy Queen.
And Frosty. Frosty's at Wendy's. All right. So, well, X-Men.
Yeah, X-Men. So,
it's uncanny how we get to that.
That was a good segue. So we got a comic block.
Is it Nerd Block,
and it's their comic block.
Yeah.
Box, and one of the comics that came was Uncanny X-Men number 1, which they've only relaunched for the 10 millionth time.
I know.
So congratulations, Marvel, for, I don't know, doing that for no reason. But it's Magneto, which is kind of strange. Do you guys know this character, Monet?
Is it like a splatter?
I'm doing a visual again.
I know, like Clueless, right?
Yeah. I wasn't really familiar. I've been a little bit out of X-Men, but she's got super strength, and then Archangel, which I know. He's there, but he basically doesn't know anybody. They have him tied up, and they just release him to cause havoc, which is kind of not that
havoc not
character.
Havoc.
To cause havoc, yeah. And Psylocke, who's going to be in the new X-Men movie, which is, that's going to be Olivia Munn, which I love. And then Sabretooth, because he's got pointy fingernails. Very dangerous. Sabretooth just never scared me. I've been like...
Sabretooth is lame.
He's like Wolverine, but he doesn't have claws. He has like sharp fingernails. I'm like... That just—I mean, I know he could kill me, but
he looks really
first.
Creepy in the
origins.
The
origins,
but this comic is pretty good. So I guess what has happened
is because it's Lee Schreiber.
I'm showing people a visual.
Yeah.
Image. Okay.
Speaking of Psylocke, there is a Instagram picture going around, or a GIF of Olivia Munn as Psylocke versus Deadpool, and she's got her like katana sword and she's swinging it all around.
Yeah.
And then he's got this, like, he's got one of those balloon animals that's been made into a pirate sword. And he's just like, boop.
That's awesome.
It's cute.
I remember what I was going to say. There's a new trailer for Suicide Squad. And I'm actually liking this movie. I'm looking forward to this movie now.
This looks like something you would like.
Suicide Squad? Yeah. There's more of Jared Leto's Joker in it.
How's it look?
In the new trailer?
In the new trailer, yes. And it looks actually really good.
Huh.
It really looks good. And it looks like they're downplaying Will character's Deadshot character, or Will Smith's Deadshot character a little bit, which would be nice.
What about Killer Croc, though?
But maybe he'll get an Oscar for
better?
That. Okay. Because,
maybe they finished the effects on Killer Croc.
They're working on the effects, obviously, because Killer Croc looked a whole lot better in this one.
Good.
So, and it's set to the tune Bohemian Rhapsody, and it's pretty damn awesome. It's pretty damn awesome. And they released a whole bunch
Batman,
of...
Or?
No.
Batfleck?
No, Batfleck. Batfleck, no. But they have new posters for Suicide Squad going around that are really graphic and they're really amazing and I kind of like them.
Wow.
It's
graphic as in graphic
as in graffiti.
Okay.
As in graffiti, not graphic as in violent.
Is it
don't
PG-13
take your kids
or
to Deadpool.
PG-13. But I really want the series of posters because it's
really
like this,
Suicide Squad's just PG-13.
I think so. Yeah.
It was interesting, you know, with Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Right.
With Valentine's Day coming up and everything like that, there's been a meme going around about why would you glorify Harley Quinn and Mr. J? If you want to do that, go to the Munsters. At least they treated each other nicer. So,
well, that is true. I mean,
yeah.
Harley Quinn and Mr. J,
that's
a horrible, horrible relationship to emulate. Please don't do that.
But all those girls that dress in cosplay for Harley Quinn, it's like she's not as empowered as you think she is.
Well, I define power. She's just mentally unstable.
Yeah.
So,
she
anyway.
She
cray cray.
Give her a big hammer and she's totally empowered.
Yes. I do like her, though, since you gave me that Hot Topic exclusive Harley Quinn Funko the other day.
She's pink.
She's pink.
In that one.
Just so that you know that I appreciate the gift, Starnsworth.
Sorry. You're fine. Okay.
Love you, meet it. Okay, moving on.
Oddly enough, a comic book character that did not start in a comic book.
Nope.
She didn't?
Nope.
She started in the
Batman animated series.
Paul Dini.
Nice. Nice little educational piece.
Trivia.
There.
Trivia fact for the trivia.
Oh, and I have a trailer of Fuller House came out today. Going to be on. It's a Netflix series. No, actually, you know what? It's pretty cute.
Well, how are they explaining away the Olsen twins? Or
they just say that they talk about them. What it was is it was like a four. There was a 4-minute clip of them on Ellen talking about bringing back Fuller House.
Hmm.
And so the concept is that DJ now has 3 boys and she's alone.
Mm.
And they all get back together at the Tanner house, and she's kind of living there now, and they have this big dinner, and as everybody's leaving, they overhear her on the baby monitor kind of crying about how we can do this all by ourselves, boys. And so her little sister, not Michelle, but what's
Steph.
Stephanie. See, you're into it. You're into it.
I am.
She offers to stay. Okay. And then Kimmy Gibbler says, I'll move in. And they're like, no, really, that's not necessary. So she moves in with one of her daughters. And she's like, I've always wanted to call this place my home. So it's the 3 of them instead of Danny and the
that's
others
awesome.
Living in it. So it's if you like what Boy Meets World did with Girl Meets World,
right.
It's that similar concept where they gender swapped the main characters.
Because I was worried about that. I was like, Bob Saget and Jesse's going to move in and he's going to be playing drums and stuff. I was just
Ellen was kind of making fun of it. She's like, so we're going to go from Full House to Fuller House to Fullest House when your kids take over. But I guess they're already in talks about a second season on Netflix. So
Let's
look for it coming soon. I think Netflix and this is the way to go. I mean, so many more people were watching things on their iPhones or stuff, and Time Warner Cable, you better watch out and move that damn pole in front of my house. So
I almost got DirecTV today.
Really?
Yeah, I was that close. But all right.
Missed it by that much.
Because I was working from home and the internet was slow like half the day, and I was like, and I could do work, but it was just extremely painful. So,
yeah.
Anyhow.
All right.
Anything else?
Folks? No. Go check out the Harry Potter Alliance. Look for Queen City Harry Potter Alliance.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Morgan and Nilla, for being with us today.
Tiffles,
any closing thoughts?
No.
Questions? Concerns?
Oh,
anything you didn't understand we need to explain to you today.
No, that's okay.
There was a moment in Pride and Prejudice and Zombies where this Mr. Darcy jumps into a lake in a white shirt.
Oh,
I was like, oh no, you are no Colin Firth. I know Colin Firth and you are no Colin Firth, sir.
Could anyone live up to Colin
Firth? No.
Did he have a scene in which he is wearing like his like sort of bedclothes sort of, and he had a coat billowing in the background. Oh, okay.
But it wasn't. It was not as good as. No, actually, I can't. His coat wasn't billowing. He's a colonel because he's a zombie fighter, so he's got to keep that coat buttoned.
Well, now they'll have to just do a Pride and Prejudice with vampires.
That's the Jane Slayer one. Was Jane Eyre with vampires?
Think they'll make the sea monster movie?
I don't know.
The good news about this is we can only go up from here.
That's right. I don't think so. This one isn't doing all that great.
Okay.
It's not doing all that great.
Yeah. If you want to see something good, go see Deadpool Eddie the Eagle or even Hail Caesar. Just understand it's not the best Coen's movie, but it's not the worst Coen's movie.
Yeah. That would be Inside Llewyn Davis because that guy was an asshole.
Mm.
He didn't like cats.
That's right.
Fuck him.
Fuck him.
Even though it's...
It was a good movie.
But don't fuck him.
If you do, well, actually, like hell yeah, I would.
<It's protection.
laughs> That guy's a hot piece.
That's a hot piece. Yeah. He's an asshole, but he's a hot asshole.
Starn.
Alrighty.
Okay.
And on the subject of hot assholes, we close our show.
We sticks up their butts.
Ow.
Here we go.
I can't push buttons.
To Guardians of the Geekery.
You're pushing my button.
For more information, go to guardiansofthegeekery.com. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/guardiansofthegeekery and on Twitter at CLTGOG. Music used by Guardians of the Geekery, Lock and Load, and A Day in the Sun by Jens Kilstofka. Licensed under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International.